I saw Bray beat Bohemians, and like we have them obviously in Friday next, so they'll be a handful in itself. They're well improved and are up at the top half of the table for a reason, but we'll worry about that later on in the week. We've a number of games to get through before that, starting with tonight here in Galway. Like.
Now, because of the postponement last week, maybe the only upshot of it was a little bit more time for some guys to recover from a few knocks from the Cork game. In terms of a team selection, how close will you be to full strength tonight?
We have Damien McNulty back training with us. You know, if he hasn't actually kicked a ball in earnest really since the Wexford game, which is now 8 or 9 weeks ago, so he's back available. You know, to some degree. Unfortunately, Adam Hannon, he's struggling to recover from the knock he got against Clark, and we've two lads that are unavailable due to work and college commitments. So look, you know, while you get one or two back, we seem to lose out at the other end then with one or two for other reasons.
Going into this game, Ollie, you can look at it in so many ways. At the start of the season, if I'd said to you with 7 games to go, you were third bottom, 4 points ahead of Wexford, who would have played 2 games more, you probably would have grabbed at that. And yet, at the same time, after 8 defeats in a row, you know, you're wondering where that next point will come from.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. If we were given the situation and position we're in at the moment with 7 games to go, we would have grabbed a bit open arms. I think the way it has come upon, or come about, is the one that we're struggling with. You know, we felt, as I said before, we'd have one good game, one good day, maybe two or three poor days after it, one good day, two or three poor days, and that's the way we'd accumulate points. But it's happened in a completely different manner than what I expected, in the fact that we accumulated a lot of points earlier on and through the middle of the season, and now we're struggling at the if you like, the business end of the season to get any points on the board. And yeah, it's not that Terryland is, you know, it is a very difficult place to go, but you know, we need to turn it, and we're hopeful that we can do that tonight.
And you know, if you can stop that slide and get a goal, because again, you haven't had a goal in 8 games, it could make such a difference for the rest of the season.
Yeah, most certainly, Chris. Yeah, you know, we never create a huge amount of chances in any games. I felt that through the start and the middle of the season, you know, if we created 3 or 4 chances, we took one or two possibly. Here, we're still creating 3 or 4 chances, but we're not taking them, and we're paying a fairly big cost for it at the moment. But you know, it's not for the lack of trying. It's not for the lack of trying to put it right. And I'm kind of hopeful that a little bit of luck might put it right more than anything else. That, you know, and we can get the confidence back to where we were and try and kick on and avoid the playoff position. But if it's the playoff position, that's what it is, and we'll prepare for that should that happen.
Now, Galway have parted company with Tommy Dunn. They've slipped from being on the fringes of that sort of European push to now they're comfortably above yourselves. But having had the manager going, they conceded 5 last week. But worth pointing out, they also scored quite a few goals in their last couple of games. And that's something you're acutely aware of.
Yeah, look, Galway are a very, very good footballing side. They go at you. You know, they create huge amounts of chances. And probably in Ryan Connolly, they have one of the best players in this league, along with other very talented attacking players. Look, we've got to work out, we know that. You know, they scored 3, as you say, down in Turner's Cross, and scored 2 up in Tallaght, which, you know, Cork very, very rarely concede. Certainly in at home in Cork, they scored 3 down there. So we know what they have, and you know, if we're not on our game, we'll struggle. But we're hopeful that we can, you know, get something out of it, albeit with difficulty. You know, if we could get something out of it, be it a point, it might kickstart us and get us going, but that'll be easier said than done, Chris.
And finally, Ollie, the week's running out, the season ends at the end of October, and you have a lot of games to squeeze in, and a couple more matches that things have been sorted out, and you'll be on your travels again on Tuesday.
Yeah, we have, I think we have 4 games in the space of, I'm not quite sure how many days, but we're on tonight, we're on Tuesday, we're in Sligo, we're playing Bray on Friday, and we're on again the following Tuesday against Pats, and then we go to Cork on the Friday. So I think you're talking about 4 games possibly in 13 days there, which will be a huge ask of our lads, and the fact that they're very much part-time and working. It's probably that the fact of the unavailability of players when games get switched or games are midweek is the most disappointing side of it. But look, we have to play them whenever that may be, and you know, if we could get something out of tonight and bring it on into Sligo on Tuesday, it might turn things. But as I said to you earlier on, Chris, it'll take a huge effort.